I don't know so much about the whys part of it, but there we are.
It's just in comparison to me, that's it. So. It's not really a compliment, sorry.
One thing I've learnt over a few years I've known the Lord is that he always keeps his promises. I came to know the Lord back in 1951 at the age of 21, and that's let out a secret, hasn't it? I can tell you it was 7:45 on the 5th of May in 1951 that I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus. And he's never let me down, and he's never gone back on his promises. I went to a young people's meeting where there was a film concerning the Philippian jailer, Acts chapter 16. That's always been precious to me, and I just want to read one verse from Acts chapter 16. Or two verses, if you like. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." I'd only just met Nancy then. We weren't married, we weren't even going out together. But you know, that promise has been wonderfully fulfilled in our experience. God gave us 4 children, and all 4 in turn accepted the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. What a blessing that is, and what an encouragement it's been. I also learned that God was faithful in answering prayer in a very wonderful way. I'd only been saved about a month. And out on the farm, I was responsible for feeding some dry stock. And I went with a tractor and a trailer and a few bales of hay on the back, and opened the gate to go into the field, and got halfway in, and the cattle all decided that they were going out. And they got out on the road, their tails went up, and they rushed off into the distance. And I was on my own. And I remember thinking, the Lord has promised to answer my prayer. Lord, if that's true, can you bring them back? And you know he did. All of a sudden they turned round, and with their tails still in the air, they ran back along the road, across a crossroads, and back into the field, and I fed them. You know, that was a great encouragement to me, a very young Christian, to realize that God answers prayer. And he goes on answering prayer, doesn't he? Our favourite verse is found in Philippians chapter 4. My favourite passage, if you like, is Philippians chapter 4. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. for nearly 50 years, I went out preaching nearly every Sunday. You know, and from the pulpit, it's surprising what you see in the congregation. And you see all these lovely Christians that are rejoicing in the Lord. But you know, the Lord has given us something to rejoice about. He's changed us. He's forgiven us. He's taken away our sin and he's taken away our guilt. Wow. That's something that we've really experienced, is the wonderful joy of the Lord daily. Life has been so wonderful. We've had lots of crises. Nancy's health broke down in her early 40s. And gradually, physically, she has declined in that she's in a lot of pain. She can hardly move. But she still has a smile on her face. She still rejoices daily in the Lord. This is the transformation that God has made to our lives. We've never had very much of this world's goods, but he's always provided for us in the nick of time. It's been amazing. Again, in this wonderful chapter of Philippians, in verse 19, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I know I'm taking it out of context, but that has been our experience as we've walked with the Lord. Goodness me, how many years? 60 odd years. May I encourage you to rejoice in the Lord. There's so much in the world around us today that causes us to become depressed. But here we have no continuing city, have we? The Lord has prepared a place for us. And that's our goal. Written in heaven in letters that glow. Forgotten how it goes now. It's gone. The chorus we used to sing as youngsters. I am rejoicing as onward I go, because my name is written in heaven. And I wonder if your name's written in heaven tonight. Because if it is, my God will walk with you. My God will answer your prayers. My God will be faithful to you as well. Hallelujah.